Rush Top 10. The best-selling books, hilarious topics, intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com.
And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app.
Twitch.tv/MonsterRX931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest. Monster RX93.1.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX93.1. Good morning, Team Bahay.
Hello.
Morning.
Morning. Yun, tamang-tama. Nakapaglaban na ako. Nakapaglansa. Nakapagsaing ng kanin. Yang Chow Fried Rice. Gusto mo?
Wow! Sige! Perfect!
Nakapag-floor wax na ako. Nakapag-bunot. Grabe, ang saya.
You know,
napaka-productive.
I'm only doing Baby Whale a favor, okay? I wanted you to get stuff done, so.
Ang galing, ang galing.
Yeah, see? Talaga, ano, effective.
Nakapag-masteral na ako. So, we've got our top 10 for today. Thanking Carlos Laron and Makiel, who also sent it in. So, thank you to the two people who suggested this. #, saan ako lulugar? Alaming very ano, very sala sa init, sala sa lamig.
Yeah.
If I go right, you say this. If I go left, you say that. So it's like, where do you want me to go? For example, let's give you examples para you get it. Saan ako lulugar? Lagi akong sinasabihan na tumataba. Pero nagagalit naman pag hindi ko kinakain yung niluto nila. This is a very lola mama kind of thing to do.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. But
like,
I think
maybe
the best thing to do is just order like I don't know, healthy food delivery. So at least you can tell them, oh, you know, I can't eat your food because I ordered, so I'm just gonna eat what I ordered. Diba?
No, hindi, that will never work.
Yung
like
meal
especially
plan?
With like yung very maternal na very Mother Earth kind of moms and grandmoms. I will cook and you know, part of you telling them that you love them is when they see you enjoying their cooking.
Yeah.
Alam, it kind of like, ano, if that's what they live for, that's their main parang purpose in life, diba? So when you deadma it, it's like you're ignoring them when you ignore their cooking. Pero puna rin sila ng puna na you're gaining weight, diba? So
yeah.
Yung gusto nila, kakainin mo yung niluto nila, pero siguro parang, I don't know, just go to the gym a lot.
Alaskado ka naman if you gain weight.
Oo. Mm-mm. And another example, saan ako lulugar? Kinukulit ako kung bakit single pa rin ako, pero puro pintas naman pag may pinakilala ako. Like, especially with families. Diba? Yung like
oh, nobody's good enough.
Kailan ka mag-boyfriend? Kailan ka mag-girlfriend? Tapos yun naman, pag naman nagdala ka, parang, ano pa yung dinala mo? Napaka-ano? You can do better.
Oh,
diba yung
man.
Mga ganun? Yung parang, where exactly do you want me to go?
Yeah, what do you want?
What do you want from me? And another example, saan ako lulugar? Gusto niya, super ayos at maganda ako pag nag-date kami. Pero, nagagalit naman. Kasi ang tagal-tagal ko raw magbihis. Well, you know, this takes time. You know, I can't just turn this on. You know, I have to work on it. So,
oh, yeah.
And you have to give me that. So, siguro lang, ano lang, ang the way I see it, if you're this kind of person na I'm gonna make it worth it, don't tell them na, okay, give me 5 minutes and then take 2 hours. Gets? You just have to manage expectations siguro, 'di ba? So,
yeah.
If kunyari magkikita kayo ng 7, tas 2 hours ka mag-ayos, 5 ka mag-ayos, or you tell them na parang, oh, wag ka muna pumunta, hindi pa ako tapos. Para at least they're not, alam mo yung nakatenga sila sa sala mo, just waiting for you to finish.
You know what, TBH, it takes me a long time to prepare when I really like someone. Of course, when you're already in a actually, even when I'm already in a relationship, it does take me a while. I just don't like being rushed when I get ready.
Yeah.
And especially when I know that I'm seeing someone I like. I want to be perfect from head to toe, you know? Like, everything has to be perfectly groomed and planned and all that. So, perfection takes a while.
Yeah. I really think ano lang talaga yan. It's really just managing expectations. Kasi minsan naman, I guess the fault nung nagpapaganda is when you say you'll be ready by a certain time and then you're not ready.
Mm.
So siguro parang I think most men naman would be like, sure, if you want to take 3 hours to get ready, sure. Pero, you know, tell me to be there at the time that you'll be done. So
yeah.
3 hours, tell me after 3 hours na, oh sige, mag-aayos pa lang ako ngayon, fetch me in 3 hours.
Yeah.
I think I don't think you'll have a problem with that.
Oh,
ang mahirap yung mga tipong pinapapunta mo na, pinasundo, naghihintay siya sa car or, you know, wherever. Tapos ikaw pala, ano pala, ang naliligo ka pala.
Oh my God.
It will be another 2 hours before you're ready.
Away yan.
Part na siguro.
Mm-hmm.
Away yan, away. So, pwede naman. I think it's workable. Yun nga, you just have to manage your time better. Another example, saan ako lulugar? Gusto mo ng hot na jowa, pero nasa stress ka naman pag marami ako admirers. No! Siguro it's ano kasi, it's more of like, I think, if you have a hot jowa, ayaw mo lang na, I mean, obviously, they're going to have admirers, hindi mo naman mapipigilan yun. Siguro lang, don't be so receptive to them. Alam mo yun, yung parang, that's the part na parang, teka lang, okay lang na, obviously, people will look at you, obviously, people will admire you. Huwag ka naman masyadong receptive na, alam mo yun.
Huwag mo namang pindatan.
Huwag mo namang pindatan, di ba? Parang, hindi mo naman kasalanan na hot ka, pero huwag ka namang...
Don't be extra flirty when you're already hot.
Anong feeling nun, Chico?
Ay, nakakaasar ha, nakakaasar. Kasi like, alam mo yun, minsan parang like, di ko naman fault na, di ba, na... You know, they tweet me, they DM me, but wow. I can't really like, you know, do anything naman about that. Pero I'm behaved. I'm very behaved. Parang si ano, no, grabe. Like, I just found it so cool. Diba, it's Paris Fashion Week, I think, and Heart is there, diba?
Yeah.
When Dior came out with their little parang video, like a commercial, like an ad, they were like, they got snippets of all the celebrities who were wearing Dior. And like, Rosamund Pike, Cara Delevingne, tapos Heart of Vanilis.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Kasama niya yung mga Hollywood stars.
I know. She's turning out. Look, she looks gorgeous. Love her.
I know. Napakalodi
niya talaga, no?
Yeah.
Wala lang. Tapos ano pa ha? Like, it was like parang a montage of it's in her Instagram, you should check it out. It's like a montage of the celebs. Tapos alam mo yung like si Rosamund twice lumabas, si Heart twice.
Oh my
iba
God.
Once lang. Yung parang they just had to feature her twice, very quick and seconds lang naman. Pero alam mo yun, you're like, oh my gosh, is there no end?
Perfection.
To this woman's wonders.
Yeah, she did say she's part of the Dior family now.
She is.
My God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Ano ba yan? Ano ba mga BFFs ko talaga?
Ano ka na? 1 degree of separation kay Rosamund Pike? Or 2 degrees na lang?
Actually, no.
Uh-oh.
Hindi, di ba? Like si Heart. Siya si Heart. Ako si ano? Si Apdo. Si Apdo.
Si Atay.
Si Atay.
Hindi, ikaw si Balumbalunan. Favorite ko yung Balumbalunan. Ano ba yung Balumbalunan?
Gizzard.
Is that in...
Oh, the gizzard. It's the gizzard.
Ayun ba yun?
Okay.
Oo, oh, yun. Balong-balong. Yung balong. Napakawapo yung balong-balong.
Balong-balong.
And another example, saan ako lulugar? Lagi mong sinasabi to tell you the truth. Pero nagagalit ka naman pag hindi mo gusto yung sinabi ko.
Oh, there are people who want to hear things. Like, they want you to tell them stuff that they want to hear. Diba?
Iyon ang problema. Hindi yun the truth. Ang dapat sinasabi mo, tell me what I want to hear. Kasi sometimes, diba, sasabihin mo parang, no, please, tell me the truth. Just be honest. Tapos pagsasabi mo naman, magtatampo na, magagalit na kasi hindi nila gusto yung sinabi mo. So, paano na yan?
Diba? Ano?
Like, for example,
ba?
Let's
paano
say, something about their work. Kunyari, you're an artist. So, you made the painting, diba? And you're like, well, what do you think? You have, please, tell me the truth. I want truthful feedback. Tapos biglang sabi mo na, actually, hindi ko siya masyadong type. Tapos magagalit na siya kasi labor of love niya yun, di ba? So,
F.O.
Ano na?
F.O. na.
Ang hirap. Ang hirap niyan. Mahirap yung mga please tell me the truth. Kasi dapat talaga, ready ka, di ba? Kasi pag hindi mo gusto yung feedback, you have to process it in a more mature way.
Siguro ano? Siguro ganito. Okay, guys, I did this work of art. So, tell me the truth. Tell me how much you love it. Ganon ba dapat? Para medyo
yon,
may cue
ganon.
Na. Ah, okay. Sige, I'll just tell you.
Okay. Diba? Okay, I'll just lie. Ang ganda, friend. Ang ganda-ganda talaga. I can do that.
Oh,
diba?
Kasi,
ako kasi pag sinabihan mo ako ng ano, like, no, just give me like real feedback. I'll be honest. Ang iisipin ko, you're really ready for it. Good or bad, di ba?
Dapat pero leading yung nga, tanong mo para ano, you get the answer you want.
Oo. But you know, I'm a friend too. So if you tell me na, tell me how much you love it. I'm like, ang ganda.
Ito. Di ba sobrang ganda? Di ba?
It's the best work you've ever had. Ang ganda talaga. I can do that. I can do that.
Wala pa naman eh.
Okay. Eh, syempre, di ba, paano kung pangit, di ba? And then like, oh, ano? Tsaka hindi ko kaya yung masyadong all out light talaga na, oh my gosh, ang ganda, sobra, it's amazing. So I'd be, you know, very like,
we know your tell. It's your high voice.
It's the high voice, no?
Plastic guard!
Pero what would you do? Pag kunyari yung ganon ang bungad niya sa'yo na tell me how beautiful it is. Tapos like from the bottom of your heart, no shade, pangit na pangit ka. What would you do? Would you like just lie through your teeth?
I would say something na hindi all out lie.
Like
I would find
a general statement.
I would find something positive about it. Like, kunyari, let's say, ano siya, painting. I would probably say, oh my gosh, look at the borders. Great job. I don't know, something like
nice
that.
Lighting. Lighting, painting.
Oh.
Wow. Ang ganda nung frame.
Ganon. Hindi. Siguro, I'm sure, I would probably say something along the lines na, oh my gosh, this will definitely be a hit, especially for like maybe people who are like this or people. Anyway, I wouldn't necessarily say na
right.
It's a hit for
right.
me,
mm-mm.
But I'll try to say something nice about it. Na, ooh, I'm sure people from the United States will appreciate this. Blah blah blah. Parang ganon.
Okay.
Alam mo ako ano? I think I have a line that I always say, and it's always, that's interesting. Or like,
yeah,
that's a little different from like what I usually see. Mga ganon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Totoo. Kasi parang hindi siya, you're not saying you like it, but you're also not saying you don't like it. Diba? Kaya, I guess, tricky din yung ano-ano pag kunyari may, well, what do you think? Interesting.
O kaya ibahin mo yung topic. But, oh my gosh, how long did you make this? Ah, talaga. Di ba parang ganun? Parang i-shift mo back yung spotlight sa kanya.
Or ako yung ano, yung mga, ay, ang red.
Ang red?
Kunyari kulay red yung painting niya. Ang red, ah. Galing. Ganun. Okay. So, that's what we're doing today. The top 10. Saan ako lulugar? If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us. Twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Saan ako lulugar in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Sponsor RX93.1, time for the first batch of today's top 10. Hello, Team Bahay.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. All right,
so, yes, we've got our top 10 for today. Let's start off by thanking our topic senders, Carlos Laron, and also Mikhail. Thank you very much. We are doing the top 10 Saan Ako Lulugar. Let's start off at number 10 from the Super Malas Guy. Sabi, lumabas naman daw ako kasi puro ako computer. Pero nung pag-uwi ko galing sa labas, bakit daw ako labas ng labas? And this actually happened to me. College, because high school, I was such a homebody, so I distinctly remember my mom telling me na parang, you know, why don't you like go out, you know, have more friends, and you know, instead of just holing up in your room the whole day, parang ganyan. Then by college, I joined an org, so obviously ang dami ko ng barkada, ganyan. So I was always out, and then, you know, she had to talk with me again. It's like, but parang di ka na namin nakikita, wag ka naman puro barkada. Pumirme ka naman dito sa bahay. So I'm really like, what am I supposed to do? My God.
I mean,
like,
not completely forget about your family.
Hindi naman. Pero alam mo yun, syempre, dami ng gimmick, ang dami ng lakad. So every chance I get, you know, I would be in school. I was one of those kids na I actually loved being in school, but not for the studying part, but because all my friends are there. So super, super loved hanging out with my friends. And number 9, coming from Camilo, yung nagagalit ang parents mo kasi hindi ka sumasagot sa tanong nila. Pero pag sumagot ka naman, sabi nila, aba, at sumasagot ka na ngayon, ha?
Ano na?
Kasi I think what they want is sagot na like apologetic.
Yes.
Yun yung sagot na gusto nila, na parang pagsabi nila na wala kang hindi ka namin maasahan dito sa bahay, blah, blah, blah. Sorry po, I'll try to be better, you know, that kind of sagot.
Right.
But if you try to reason out and say, bakit? Nag-aano rin naman ako, ha? Yun. Sabihin nila parang, aba, sumasagot-sagot ka na ngayon, ha? Sumasagot ng pabalang.
Yeah.
I don't even know what pabalang actually means. Like literal translation.
Maybe rudely?
Di ba parang ano yun? Like you're not thinking about it. Yung parang hindi siya pinag-isipan na answer.
Ako alam ko
sa pabalang parang padabog or like...
Or yung parang you just let it go, ganun. Parang...
Yeah, basta parang rude. Oo.
Ako naman, ang ano ko in my head, pabalang is like... How do I explain it? Like, hindi siya, like, it's like diagonal instead of straight. Parang ganon, pabalang, parang...
Ah, parang gets. You're thinking parang, like they're beating around the bush, ganon?
Not so much, pero like, I can't explain it. Parang I have the concept in my head. Like, for example, the Filipino word for homosexual. Bakla, diba? It actually means crooked. Like not straight, literally not straight. So I've heard carpenters actually use this term.
Pabalang.
Pag kunyari nagka-cut sila ng wood, hindi yung bakla.
Ay, okay.
Like pag kunyari pag nag-aano sila, pag nagka-cut sila ng wood, yun, yung para sabihin nila, parang ay bakla yung pagkakaputol. Parang ganun, yung hindi siya derecho. So, minsan magugulat ka at the etymology of the actual word. That it's actually very different from, like the word gay, di ba? Gay actually means happy in English.
Yeah.
Diba? So, it just turned out that it also meant not straight. But, you know, when you really get into the etymology of the words, you're sometimes surprised that what it literally means as opposed to what it kind of like just have come to mean.
True. Sometimes it just gets a little confusing which is the etymology and which is like the parang the new spin on the word. Diba? Especially
exactly.
If you don't know your history. But I think pabalang talaga in general is just disrespectful.
Parang bastos lang, ganun.
Mm-mm.
And number 8, coming from Archer Aguilar, sa work, yung magbibida-bida ka, sa'yo lahat bibigay yung work. Pag naman nagtamad ka, you get a bad rep. Pag naman sakto ka lang, you're forgettable. So it's like, where exactly do I put... Oh, kasi I just, you know, just do your best. Diba? Kasi parang, for me, kung sasadyain ko, yung alam ko naman na I can do like, let's say, a 90. Pero I'll do it only 70 kasi baka ibigay sa akin lahat ng trabaho if I'm so good. Parang it doesn't sit well with me. I don't know. I don't want people to think that I'm actually not as good because of... Let me see na
because you're holding back. Yeah. But
because you're holding back.
I
don't...
The problem with that is when your best is a lot better than everybody else's. Kasi you're only doing your best, but then your best is like at 100. Everybody else's best is at a, I don't know, at a 60. Then there's a glaring difference. And then all they see is you doing a great job. So, ikaw pa rin yung laging mapapagod. Kasi, di ba, they're gonna count on you too much.
Ang nainis ako dun sa ano, yung like, sa, usually sa school mo yan madidinig. Yung parang what's the term? You're breaking the curve.
Yeah. Breaking the curve.
Kasi yung parang, ano, yung parang, because everyone's, let's say, everyone's at a 50. Pag bigla kang nagkaroon ng score na 90, you make everybody look bad.
Yeah.
I hate that. Kasi parang, what if nag-aral ka eh? Ano, mamaliin mo just to make sure that the ones who didn't study won't come off as horrible? Di ba parang, sobrang twisted ng logic na magagalit sila dun sa patatang nakuha ang score because it makes them look bad.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. If I were that person, I'd just be like, well, it's not my fault you didn't study.
Exactly.
I got a high grade. But you know what? It's also so difficult when, yun nga, kunwari, you put your best foot forward and they expect you to do that for a long time. But obviously, diba, at one point, you will drop the ball or... Diba? Parang you're gonna have a mistake. Tapos, parang ang laking difference nun. Or, parang feeling nila, ay, wala na to. Alam mo yun, ay, wala na to.
Yung parang ganun. Ano, ako I always say, not just at work ha, pero even let's say, in families, pag ikaw yung golden child, yung parang, you always deliver a 100. Tapos kunyari, kapatid mo always delivers a 50. When you deliver an 80, they think you're a failure. And
yeah.
Then when your sibling who does a 50 does a 70, it's such a big success. Yung parang, wait a minute, my 80 is still higher than his or her 70, but now I'm the failure and they're the success. Di ba? Parang,
you know how to explain
in families.
Yeah.
Mahirap siyang explain. Pero, yeah, it does. It really happens sometimes. Na yung nag-underperform, mag-perform lang ng konti, nagre-rejoice na yung lahat. Tapos yung performer naman, mag-drop lang ng ball ng konti, failure na kaagad.
Yeah. So, but you have to understand, it comes with the territory. I mean, I'd still rather be...
excellent.
That. Yeah, exactly.
And number 7 from Emo Fats, Mrs. to Mister. Paglinis ako ng linis ng bahay, nasabihin mo, wala akong time para sa'yo. Pag naman hindi ako naglinis, magagalit ka kasi makalat ang bahay. So make up your mind.
Bakit kailangan na ano? Bakit kailangan na isa lang yung maglilinis? Eh pareho kayong nakatira dun sa bahay.
True. Right.
You know, I hate it right. when I see TikToks kasi I always see, I don't know, it always appears in my feed. Yung parang nasa FYP ko siya lagi. Yung a wife, what a husband does when he gets home from work. Because what a wife does when she gets home from work. And then like, it's this TikTok of this woman with all the cool gadgets at home for, ewan ko nakita yun na to sa TikTok. Yung, ang ganda, ang, actually ang galing. Kasi parang every single task, meron siyang, you know, machine to use to make things, gadget to make things easier, I guess. But still, when you think about it, tapos papakita yung guy nanonood lang ng TV. Yung parang, it's 2022. Like, that's not how it's supposed to go if we're both living here.
Agree.
I'm not your maid. I'm not gonna do everything for you. Alam mo yun, parang, ha? Hindi automatic na pagka male-female relationship, all the chores go to the female agad. Diba? Just saying. Nawala ba kayo? Nawala kayo. Kaya pala, wala na akong kausap. Okay, let's go back to the top 10. The internet is working once again. Hello, Team Bahay. I lost you there. I was like, yeah, I was thinking, those two are probably still talking. Unaware of that. They're no longer on air.
Wait, but yeah, Hazel, I think you would know the answer to my question earlier. Because Chico's like, is it me? And then it reminded me of that drag queen who said, is it me? Am I the drama?
Am I the drama? I don't know who said that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, I'd have to Google
it. I actually love that line. And especially when they use it on TikTok. Do you see it on toddler TikTok? Kasi there's a little girl.
Yes,
sobrang,
I do.
Yung it's sobrang so OA niya. Sobra niyang OA. Chico, oh my gosh, you have to see this. Kasi there's like, siguro mga, I don't know, like a two-year-old. Super OA niya. Alam mo yung kunyari, may toy. Tapos kukunin lang nung isang toddler na, hindi ko alam kung related sa kanya, but another toddler will take it. Like, oh my gosh, literally, she would throw herself on the floor. Like, alam mo yun, in tears. Tapos yun yung ginagamit nila na voiceover. Is it me? Am I the drama? Kasi sobra niyang OA. Alam mo yung pa. Tapos nakakatawa kasi hindi na siya pinapansin. Like yung OA niya na yun, dead man na yung mga ibang toddlers sa kanya when she throws a tantrum. But anyway, before we
I think
got...
it only works with, ano eh, it only works with adults. With fellow kids, they're like, I don't care.
Wala akong pake. Oh no, but...
Oh my gosh. I googled it. It's from Scarlet Envy.
Scarlet Envy.
Okay, right.
Yeah, but what do you call this? Before we went off, in case you're wondering at which point the call cut. I was talking about gender stereotypes and yung all that stuff. Na parang, you know, let's try our best to change it already.
True. And
I feel like it also starts within the family, you know, the family unit. Where, well, na parang it's almost kind of like unspoken, eh, no? In the family, you know, the boys would do this and then the girls would be in the kitchen. It's like, that's where it starts. That's why when we grow up, we have those things in our heads that itong ginagawa ng babae and this is what the guy does in the house.
Actually,
and in fact, there really is no gender when it comes to chores. Chores are chores.
Feeling ko dyan yung struggle eh. Like, kunyari, if a guy grew up in a household na
maghuhugas
na ng plato, mga babae lang ang maghuhugas, yung mga lalaki, sige, mag-video game na kayo. They, you know, those kinds of men grow up thinking na that's how it is. Tapos, mm-hmm. they get together with a woman who doesn't follow those stereotypes. So, suddenly, he feels attacked. Diba? Na parang like, wait a minute, ba't ako lang maghuhugas? Dapat tayong dalawa. So parang hindi nagmamatch yung kinalakihan niya dun sa dinedemand ng partner niya now. Kaya nagkakaroon ng away na parang, hindi, diba? dapat babae lang ang gumagawa niyan. Tapos syempre, yung partner niya parang,
yeah.
Babae ba?
Absolutely not! Diba? Get the hell out of here!
Such a clown.
Exactly.
I mean, the clownery, get out of here.
That's the problem kasi. Talaga,
the problem is from your childhood.
It starts from your own mother sometimes. Or you know what I mean? Your parent. For me kasi hindi ganun eh. That wasn't the case. Like I was never, like I said, I grew up not having chores. Like I wasn't really told to do anything. So, because I'm the youngest. Yun naman yung sa akin. More because I'm the youngest. So, alam mo yun.
Hindi, sa amin ang rule lang naman is like, hindi necessarily babae at hindi rin necessarily lalaki ang gagawa ng chores. Basta hindi ako. Wala tayong problema.
Oh my, you're such a princess!
Alam mo, di ba? Parang for me kasi, if I wanted to do chores, then I would just live on my own. And actually, even if I did live on my own, you know, I could hire someone to do it for me. Diba? So don't assume
kasi,
na gagawin
sakit,
yan.
Yeah. Ang sakit lang to do other people's, like, stuff for them. And I'm like, why do I have to, like, wash your dishes? It's your dish.
Ako ang ano ko is, like, I have no problem doing that. Not just for my significant other, ah. Even for family members or friends, I would do that. Basta hindi forced. Like, wait for me to parang volunteer. Mm. Ang pangit kasi pag yung kunyari nga in families na yung ikaw ang maghuhugas niyan. Kasi nga parang like, wait a minute, why is it just me?
Ano ako, diba? Cinderella? Parang,
pero pag kunyari yung, minsan yung kunyari, it doesn't matter who does it. And then, kunyari, minsan makikita mo nga, let's say your family member starts washing it or your friends start washing it. Ikaw pa yung mahihiya eh, di ba? And you're like, hey, let me help. Kasi nga parang, I guess the problem is pag yung, when people expect it of you, and lalo na pag pumasok nga yung gender politics na, yung mga girls, tapos na kumain, kayo na yung maghugas. Yung parang, wait a minute. You know, I'd probably willingly do it, but the moment you make it an automatic thing, I guess that's where it becomes a problem. Parang, teka, ba't ako? Ba't automatic ako? Mm-hmm. Pwede namang tayong lahat, di ba? Pwede naman tulong-tulong.
Yeah.
And number 6, coming from Christopher Salvador, saan ako lulugar? Nagre-reklamo sila kapag ang kalat at tinatamad ako kumilos sa bahay. Pero pag sinabi ko namang bubukod na ako, hala, magtatampo. At sinasabing, wag na raw ako babalik dito. Grabe naman yun. Pero I do know families na unless you're getting married, they find it kind of insulting when you're going to move out. Naging issue siya. Na parang, bakit? Ba't ka aalis? Hindi ka naman mag-aasawa. Diba? Parang, is there something wrong in this house? Why do you want to leave? I've heard of parang parents feel slighted pag time to move out.
Yeah.
I remember
when I told my parents that I already found a place and that I'm gonna move in there, I'm gonna move out from our house. It's not that they felt slighted that I'm leaving. It's more like, why didn't you let us help you
find a place?
You know? Oh, I'll find a place. You could have found a better one. Yung mga ganun-ganun. So, yung ganun I kind of got. Pero parang feeling ko wala naman silang...
Yung sa'yo din kasi they've had practice since, di ba kasi college pa lang naman.
Yes, in college.
Ka na. So, So, parang may more or less prepared na sila for you na mapariwara ka, ganun.
Hindi, kasi they know that I'm an angel. You know, outside the house. So, they're like, go ahead. Yeah.
Ay, kulang ka. Angel of darkness. So medyo
they knew I was well behaved. Ganon talaga. As in studios. Ganon. Kaya the silence is deafening.
Isahin ba natin yung mga adventures in LB?
Adventure sa ano? Sa pilapil? Pilapil!
Pilapil!
Oh, Rose, kung gusto yung kung ano,
sa pilapil.
Kung gusto yung malaman yung mga inaaral ni Rica lately, call me. Doc Rose, Doc George. Mm-mm, sige ah.
Alam mo, Doc Rose, itigil mo na yung pakikinig ng radyo. I think it's time to stop.
And number 5 for Maxim the Winter naman. Saan ako lulugar? Bakit daw ang tagal ng report ko? Pero maya-maya naman may pinapagawang urgent. So, ano, dito na lang ba ako titira sa office? Gusto niyo? So, maganda yata yun eh. Masaya yata kayo.
It's like they forgot that they gave you a first task.
Yes. Hindi, ano yun eh. Okay, here. Task 1, gawin mo. Tapos maya-maya, it's like, okay, here. Task 2. So you're like, okay. Tapos maya-maya, hey, whatever happened to task 1? And you're like, hindi, nakalimutan mo bang binigyan mo na ako ng task 2? So,
pag-ganyan, ano? Medyo bad management na yan, pag-ganyan.
Mm-mm. Number 4, coming from Queen of Deadma, saan ako lulugar? Ang sabi, lend what you can afford to lose. Eh, I can't afford to lose anything. Kaya, I don't lend. Tapos, sasabihan akong madamot. Pero sa akin, okay na yun kaysa magka-problema ka pa later on. Kasi for me, I would rather that, you know, people call me madamot kasi hindi ako nagpapautang kaysa yung nagpautang ako tapos biglang magkaka-falling out kayo kasi, alam mo yun, yung parang, kasi nga, unless you can afford to lose it, just don't. End of story. It's your money.
Yeah, it's yours.
Oo. Number 3 from Angelo Sunshine. Saan ako lulugar? My parents want me to be independent, but then when I told them that I'm moving abroad, sobrang naman silang natakot. Kasi parang I think what they want is you be independent, you move to your own place, pero syempre gusto nila parang you're still within arm's reach. Pag weekend, bibisita ka pa rin dito. Kasi when you move out of the country, that's a very big change for your parents. Kasi suddenly you, obviously, they're not going to have access to you anymore. Not like before, di ba? We're talking a plane ride away. So, that can be scary for parents. Number 2 from Memski, saan ako lulugar? Lagi akong kinakantsawan na manlibre. Tapos, pag naman manlibre ka, makakarinig ka naman ng pasikat. Ay, ako promise. Hindi ako magsasabi ng pasikat pag nanlibre.
Oo nga. Kami din, Chico. Ako, Chico, hindi. Pag nanlibre ka talaga, I would be, ano, I would only say nice words.
Nice
go
words.
Na yan. Nice.
Nice words. And, the top, saan ako lulugar, comes from, Hazel, wag ikaw ang magsasabi. Ah. Rica, ikaw ang sasagot sa
ano?
Akin. And the top, saan ako lulugar, comes from si Antithesis.
Ayoko! Kaka-greet ko lang sa kanya kanina. No!
Wag ikaw, Hazel. Ah. Wag ikaw.
Oh, Hazel!
Go, Rica! Kaya mo yan.
Si Antithesis. Si Antithesis.
Puro TH. Si Antithesis.
Si Antithesis says. Oh,
ay, nahira.
Okay, fine. Saan ako lulugar? Yung sasabihan kang be true to your authentic self. Tapos, pag ginawa mo naman, tatawagin kang abnormal. Grabe yung abnormal. So, grabe yung abnormal. Alam mo yun, yung parang, it's so weird eh. Kasi like, especially ah, like usually, minsan parents pa talaga yung guilty sa ganyan. Siyempre, you want your kid to be who they truly are. Yung where they're going to be comfortable. You know, as themselves. But sometimes, parents aren't ready. Especially pag hindi ganun ka-usual yung authentic self ng mga anak nila. Minsan na makaka-catch off guard sila na, yan ba yung authentic self mo? Ooh, okay. Give us some time to get used to it.
It's kind of like that one episode on Modern Family where they had si Cam and si Mitch, the gay couple, di ba they have a kid? And then they had a family portrait. Tapos yung smile ni Lily, smile ng daughter nila, it was so weird. So alam mo yung parang they had to have like a meeting na parang, what are we gonna do about it? Tapos, so syempre, obviously, na-realize na ni Lily na parang, why am I ugly? Don't you like my smile? As in, ganon. So it was such a funny episode. And then in the end, obviously, they realized that, you know, that's our daughter. You know, she can be whoever she wants to be. I mean, who are we to say that you can't smile like that? So they just had a funny picture. It was so funny.
Siguro yun lang yung ano, yun lang yung parang hope mo for your own parents. Oh. Na parang, you don't expect them to, lalo na kung medyo kakaiba yung authentic self mo, you don't expect them to automatically accept and celebrate who you are. Pero kung hindi man, that there is a genuine effort to appreciate who you are.
Yeah.
Diba? Yung hindi mo naman expect na instant eh. Diba? Minsan naman talaga, it takes some getting used to. Lalo na,
oh yeah, definitely.
Very different from what they grew up with.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
but for the parents also, you know, if there are legitimate red flags, you know, you have to recognize it as well. Kasi imagine mo yung mga magulang, for example, ni, I don't know, ni Charles Manson, ni Rika G, ay, ni, ano, diba? Parang imagine mo, yung mga magulang nila, parang I'm sure, at some point, ano, did they say, oh, you know, let him be who he is. Diba? When you think about who he became, it's such a scary thought. So, you also have to be able to recognize, you know, certain things that are alarming.
Siguro ang message lang namin kay Doc Rose tsaka kay Doc George, pag dumating yung tamang oras, maaari niyong isuplong.
Di ba ano? Di ba pwedeng, hindi pwede maging witness yung parents? Di ba? Tama ba?
Sa spouse yun.
Really?
Sa
ay,
asawa.
Hindi sila pwede parang,
I'm not sure about parents. Alam ko sa asawa.
Asawa?
Oo.
Okay.
Oh, you can't testify against your spouse.
That. You can't? Oh,
really?
Oh. Yeah. Well, at least in all the shows I watch in the US. I don't know about the laws here in the Philippines.
Oh,
pero,
no. Kasi iba-iba yan eh. Our laws are very different per country. That's true though. And so there you go. The top 10, saan ako lulugar? If you've got entries, go ahead and tweet us, twitter.com/rx931, click loot, hashtag the morning rush, and hashtag saan ako lulugar in all your tweets.
TMR Top 10, the morning rush, top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, time for another batch of the top 10. Hello, Team Bahay.
Hello, here we go. Let's do the top 10 for the second batch, thanking our topic senders. Carlos Laron and Mikhail, thank you. Saan ako lulugar? Starting off at number 10 from Archer Aguilar. Naghamonan kung kanino ang best adobo. Kay Jowa or kay Mama. Walang tamang sagot. Wala talagang sagot niya. No, pero diba, kahit naman tayo, we don't have like a definitive adobo. We always have like moods for
it.
Yung parang sometimes you're in the mood for this kind of adobo. Sometimes you prefer that, diba? So,
what do you find yourself craving the most? Sa adobo?
OG.
Pork or chicken?
You know, like, chicken, definitely. I'm not a fan of pork adobo. I'm one of those, like, pag merong chicken pork adobo, I will end up getting just the chicken. So you might as well just prepare chicken adobo for me because I'm not a fan of pork.
Growing up, you know, I think my preference was chicken. Pero as an adult, parang now I have a newfound appreciation for pork adobo. Kasi it's something I can't cook. Kasi I've only tried making chicken adobo. Tapos yung chicken ko pa, yung chicken breast lang na fillet or chicken strips.
Ooh.
Kasi nga, I don't like dealing with meat na may buto. Or yung parang mukha pa siyang meat. Alam mo yun na legit.
Right.
Gusto ko yung parang wala na akong kailangan gawin. Wala na akong kailangan himayin. So it just looks less intimidating to me. So I don't really work with legit meat.
I actually miss that that book of mine. Bumili ako ng book before eh. Parang when I was attempting to cook. Yung parang 101 adobo recipes of the Philippines. Tapos iba-ibang versions siya. Tapos there was this one that I could never forget. Dun sa preface na meron siyang one of the most coveted adobos ever in the Philippines is from this restaurant. And the pot where they cook their adobo, at the very bottom of it is this big chunk, gigantic chunk of pork fat.
Oh my God. That
na
sounds so
simple.
Na hindi
nila inaalis doon for years.
What?
Parang ganun eh. That's how I understood it ha. Na parang, yun yung base nung bawat adobo dish nila. So lulutuan nila.
Patong lang ng patong.
Tatanggalin nila. Parang patong ka lang ng patong. Tapos pasarap daw ng pasarap yung adobo. Or something like that. I don't even know if
it's possible,
pero parang ganun. Tapos basta napafascinate ako dun sa story na yun.
Dapat ano, tanong natin si Marky kung may experience siya na ano, kumuha ng ganyang adobo. Yung patong lang ng patong.
O saba. sige, ikaw, tanungin mo.
Mamaya, sige.
Nagkita pa naman kami kahapon. So.
Nag-message pa naman siya sa akin kahapon. nakita kayo? Talaga?
Galing kaming, we just had our haircut. Tapos on our way back, nakasalubong namin siya. So we had a quick chat. Wala lang, parang long time no see. Tapos,
my gosh.
Chika-chika.
Mm-hmm. It feels like we haven't seen each other in forever, but didn't we see each other Christmas Eve or Christmas? Yeah, well, it's been a month. It's January
28th. Huli natin, remember
Christmas.
New Year.
Well, yung tayong tatlo. Wala pa si Marky noon eh. Yung tayong apat was Christmas pa.
Yes,
like, literally Christmas. A month ago. My gosh. Yeah.
Right?
Mm-mm.
Number 9 from the Super Malas guy. Saan ako lulugar? Nag-comment ka. Masyado daw nangingi alam. Pag hindi ka naman nag-comment, apathetic at apolitical. Standard na yan. Wag na kayong magtaka. Ganyan na yung standard ngayon.
Yeah.
Actually, gusto ka nila mag-comment, pero magko-comment ka dun sa sang-ayon sila.
You know what?
Pag salungat yung comment mo, then you will hear it from them.
You know, as enlightening as all these interviews have been for a lot of people, what I noticed pa rin is, kung kanino ka kampe originally, pag nakita mo yung interview nung kampe mo, feeling mo, they did so well na parang na-validate yung pagpili mo sa kanila. Tapos yung mga haters nila or yung from the opposing side, feeling nila na na-validate din sila na ating na mo, sabi ko na sa inyo eh, wala. Alam mo yung ganun, it's the same for, you know, for all sides. I'm talking about all sides. So, basically, pag nakaset na talaga yung mind mo, parang yun na rin talaga yun eh. The interviews won't change it. They, parang, you will get what, you will take what you can from the interview that supports what you support or who you support. You know, na parang yun that supports
place.
Your cause. Oh, exactly. So parang pinapagtibay lang nung mga interviews yung original na thoughts ng mga voters. So, yun lang. Pero, you know, it's been really interesting. Nakakatawa nga because I did tweet something about one of the... While I was watching one of the interviews, nag-tweet ako. Tapos parang may mga nag-reply sa akin na, uy, parang nanonood ka. Gulat sila na nanonood ako. But I watch all these things. I just don't post about them. I don't tweet about them. So, merong perception talaga na when you don't, you know, when you don't tweet, when you don't post, when you don't say anything on social media, that you don't care or that you don't actually pay attention to these things. But it is...
Right.
I am telling you now that it is very possible that people are watching, people are listening, people are taking things into consideration, but they're not necessarily posting. So, don't
minsan
just
ina-avoid
think
mo
that.
Na lang yung drama, diba? Yung minsan you do have something to say, it's just that, yun nga, minsan parang like, eh, Diyos ko, it's like piranhas, one drop of blood, and they're like,
Tsaka ako parang ano nga eh.
Rush to you.
Parang yung post ko nga, yung tweet ko, it wasn't, you know, it wasn't a reaction to the candidate being interviewed, it was more of a reaction dun sa nag-i-interview. Wala lang.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Anyway, number 8 from Queen of Deadma. Sabi ni boss, kailangan namin ubusin yung leaves namin para walang i-convert to cash para makatipid ang company. Pero pag nagpaalam ka naman mag-leave, hindi naman nila ina-approve. So, di ganun din, i-convert to cash mo din at the end of the year. So, kung gusto niyong gamitin as leaves, payagan niyo.
Actually, oo. Bakit may pagpigil?
Hindi kasi sometimes, di ba, yung parang, because you they can't quote-unquote afford to lose you at that very important time. Siguro merong, I don't know, may client, whatever, na ikaw yung nakakaalam, blah, blah, blah. So, di ganun na nga. Be prepared na lang na convert to cash. Number 7, coming from Angelo Sunshine. Saan ako lulugar? As a teacher, I support freedom of expression. But the school has its policies in place. So, if I want to keep my job, meron ka rin certain, yung, alam mo yung parang you're still part of the whole, you can't really say that.
Mm-mm.
So, there's part of you that supports freedom of expression, but there's a part of you that's still an employee of the school. Na parang, I can't be all out, go lang, gora, yeah. Say whatever you want.
May filter diba? Ka pa rin, oo.
Meron pa rin.
I remember because I went to a Catholic school, I remember getting in trouble because I let my classmate watch Rent, the musical. And then there was a scene there, diba si Mimi was like a pole dancer or something. Tapos nakita ng isang teacher and they thought I was letting my classmates watch porn. But I was so surprised with the reaction of our principal, and she told me, you know what? It was actually our idea to expose you to different musicals. You know what I mean? Kasi third year na yun eh. Tapos nagkaroon kami ng parang whole year of like doing musicals and stuff. And plays. Tapos sabi niya, but you have to remember that this is still a Catholic school and we have our own beliefs. Na may mga ganyan talaga that you cannot show publicly. But I was just so surprised that I wasn't met with masama ka, hindi ka mabuting tao, yung ganon.
Doon sila nagkamali.
Hindi. Doon kayo nagkamali. You became my friend.
Dapat sinabi na nila sa'yo maaga pa lang, masama ka. Nako.
Diba, you didn't get that from your school. You got that from your co-host.
Oo. Kasi dito, walang filter dito. Totoo tayo sa isa't isa dito. It's called, you know, being friends, diba?
Number 6, coming from Wildfire. Saan ako lulugar? Kapag masungit ako sa inyo, sasabihin nyo, suplado. Pag naman mabait ako, sasabihin nyo, malandi. So, which is which? Decide. Anong gusto nyo? Ay, hello, mas gusto ko na yung malandi kaysa yung sa suplado.
Eh, ikaw ka ba? Siyempre.
At the very least. Hindi, kasi kahit sabihin mo nang hindi mo type. Or I just ignore yung suplado, parang merong ang negative lang. Yung parang, minsan wala ka namang ginagawa, matino naman yung tanong mo, sasagutin ka ng pabalang, di ba? Parang,
pero di ba,
I'd rather have like a flirty person than a masungit person.
Pero ikaw, di ba, parang that's a misconception that you're suplado. Isn't that a common misconception? Because you're pretty quiet.
It's very common. Mm-hmm. No, actually, nakakatawa yan eh. Ano siya, parang two-step lagi yung misconception sa akin. If you know me from radio,
Ay, nawala ka.
That I'm...
Sorry, were saying if you know me from radio, tas naputol.
If you know me from radio, you would assume that I'm a very happy, cheerful, friendly kind of guy.
Mm-mm.
And then that's the first misconception. Mm-mm. Automatic, akala mo ganun ako. Tapos, pag na-meet nila ako in person, comes the second misconception, which is, ay, ang tahimik mo pala. Or, ay, suplado ka pala.
Aww.
Or, ay, hindi ka pala katulad dun sa radyo. So, laging ganon. When in fact, I'm a little bit in the middle.
Like, yeah.
I'm a little bit shy, but I'm also a little bit gregarious. So, yeah, I'm neither nor.
Parang ano lang. Parang
you just have to,
Parang it takes time, kumbaga, for you to warm up. So,
yes.
You have to be comfortable for the true you to come out, right? Ako naman, Mm-mm. ang misconception ko sa'yo nun, ano, parang, actually, diba, before I used to listen to you lang, ganyan, before I actually met you. So, meron akong mga iniisip na parang, DJ, oy, gwapo ng boses nitong Chico Garcia, oh, parang very, especially, diba, yung mga narinig natin, yung mga before, like,
oh, yes,
Monster RX 93, like, whoa there, ah,
right, parang, right.
Tapos, nung na-meet ko, ini-expect ko, ano, flirty ka. Kasi, diba, tas DJ ka pa, so meron akong certain expectations, diba, na, tingnan natin, mag-flirt kaya.
Ano nga expectations?
Kaya lang, bakit parang hindi ka naman nag-flirt sa akin, ever? Medyo na-disappoint ako.
Tapos yung na-expect ko na, parang, hi there, Hazel. Tapos ano, sino ba tong babaita?
Sabi ko, bakit ganun? Bakit parang hindi umubra yung DJ charms ka dito kay Chico?
Bakit yung reaction niya hindi tulad nung reaction ni
nung ibang DJ?
Nung ibang DJ.
Nino.
Nung ibang DJ. Ay, number 5 from Genshin Impacto.
Sorry, naputol ka ulit. From Genshin Impacto.
When I am single, I see happy couples everywhere. But when I am taken, I see happy singles everywhere.
Gets. So parang it's
ano talaga yan?
It seems like the other side is happier.
It's always greener.
Oo,
diba? Lagi. Number 4 from JR Keita, saan ako lulugar? Gusto niya casual dating lang kayo. Pero pag naman may kinakausap ka na iba, nagagalit.
Ooh.
Eh, depende sa usapan
niyo
kasi.
Oo nga. But I mean, if wala pa naman kayo na pag-uusapan, then maybe that's a red flag?
Maybe.
Sa akin kasi, it's more like iba kasi ng definitions ng dating. Di ba pag kaya, ay, kayo na ba?
Versus in a relationship.
We're dating pa lang. Some people, ang dating means you can't see anyone else. Di ba? Parang, tingnan muna natin if we're good. If not, then yun, you can start seeing other people. But while we're dating, I know a lot of people, they're not comfortable with the idea na they're dating someone who is also dating other people.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, we're not dating. We're just, you know, going out. Mm-mm. You know? So, depende yan, I guess.
I think dapat talaga magkaliwanagan kayo. So, you have to talk and you have to let the other person know. If you have, kunyari, you're not seeing anyone else naman. But if you're planning to see other people while you're dating them, dapat they know.
Kaya diba meron pang exclusively dating as opposed to dating. Ay, ang so complex. Number 3 from Christopher Salvador. Saan ako lulugar? Sa mga social media trolls, pag may pinupuna ka, ang tanong sa'yo, bakit? Ano bang ambag mo? Pag naman sinabi mo yung ambag mo, sasabihin sa'yo, epal mo talaga.
O kaya bakit? May ano ba yan? Meron ka bang proof niya mga sinasabi mo? Pag naman pinadalan mo ng mga legitimate, you know, proof or articles from legitimate sources, sisilipin pa rin nila na parang, bakit? Totoo ba yung ano na yan? Ikaw ba mismo naka-witness yan? Diba? It's so frustrating because wala eh. It's a lose-lose situation.
Tsaka diba, bias ka? Bias na walang ED ha?
Bias ka eh.
B-I-A-S lang. Bias ka.
Kainis
eh. And number 2, Emo Fats. Saan ako lulugar? Siyempre, kung jowa ka ng barkada, I will treat you well. Eh, paano naman pag ginawa ko, na-in love naman kayo lahat sa akin.
Mox! Nakakainis!
Nakakainis!
So, alam mo, may mga ganong tao talaga na parang, yung parang they really feel like only just a little bit of attention. Hindi mo, ay, awkward na kasi in love na sila sa akin.
Eh, well, unless ka-in-love ka naman talaga.
Pwede. Diba?
Mahirap din naman niya. Yun. Uh-oh. Kasi may tao din naman talagang ganun. Minsan, all they have to do is exist. And automatic in love ka na kasi.
Like sino?
I feel like you're already thinking of a certain
person. Oo nga eh. Sino? Sino example.
Wala naman. Wala naman. Mm-mm. So, off the top of my head lang, parang mga tipong, kunyari. Barkada ng jowa mo, si Jamie Dornan. O, oh, diba? Siyempre, ay, mahirap naman na.
Oo nga naman. Jamie mahirap, Dornan. Mahirap. Parang may Jamie
and,
Dornan.
And there
ano
you
pa,
go, the top 10
sa Jamie
ako
Dornan
lugar.
Fascination.
We've got a couple more batches, but...
Ay, naputol na siya. Yes, we've got a couple more batches.
TMR Top 10. The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1, it's time for another batch of the top 10. And we are live on Facebook.com/RX931. We're on Twitch TV and YouTube Live as well. While we wait for Chico, let's say good morning to Andrea, who says, good morning, listening live to the show after a long while. Hoping you can greet me on air. Of course! Hi, Andrea. Thank
you for having
us. Good morning. Take care on the road, okay? Hello to Hernan as well from QC. Hello. Kaano kahon ni Chico to, si Hernan. What's up, Hernan? Thanks for tuning in. And good morning to everybody on TG as well. What's up, friends? Hello to you. Hi to L. And hi to Shay. Thanks for tuning in. Again, what's up to Mark Enriquez as well. You can text us. We're on Telegram and Viber 0961-1367-931. That's 0961-1367-931. What's up to OG as well. And good morning to Nej, Simply Nej. What's up? Si Manny has symptomatic, oh. Naisip to niya yung TMR. May sinensya na GIF sa atin from The Amazing Spider-Man.
What is this?
Ako ang naisip ko dito si ano, si Rika. I'm kidding. Check out Twitter.
Bakit?
Nakatag naman tayo lahat.
Why?
Oh, check out mo lang. Go. Go to Twitter. Check it out. It's right there. Did you see? Did you
wait
see
lang.
It? Okay. Anyway, hello to Melai and good morning to Ben. All right. Hello, Chico. There you are. Hello. Nakita mo na. Right? Anyway. Okay.
Y'all gotta relax. Y'all gotta chill. Take a seat.
Let's say hello to people on... Oh, there's Chico!
Wow!
Okay.
Yeah! Wow!
Hi!
Uy!
Okay.
Kamusta ka? Yes. Nakita ka rin namin. It's been a while.
Mabuti na.
4K!
You look fresh.
Okay, so we've got. Thank you, thank you. we've got our top 10 for today. Top 10, ba?
Yeah, yes.
Okay. Okay, so let's thank Carlos Laron and Mackel for the topic. Number 10 from Simply Nej. Saan ako lulugar? Nung payat ako, sinasabihan akong magpataba. Tapos ngayong medyo tumaba na ako, sasabihan nila na mag-diet ka na. Mag-diet naman ako.
Don't comment on people's bodies. It's just rude. Mm-hmm. Why do you care? And you don't know what they're going through, right?
Yeah.
You don't know what they do every day. Mm.
The struggle that
the
people
struggle.
Go through, diba?
Yeah.
And what if, and not even just like struggle, what if they're genuinely happy with the state of their bodies?
True.
Diba? Issue mo na lang yun.
Anything about, you know, someone's appearance, just don't say anything. Pero, eto, ewan ko lang, si Nathaniel kasi may comment sa appearance ni Chico, I'm assuming. Grabe, baby face. Pero parang iba yung unang tingin ko. Nagulat ako ng konti dun sa comment niya. Kasi iba yung unang basa
bakit?
Ko. Dun sa next word. Chupon. Chupon na lang.
Chupon. Kasi nga parang baby, di ba? Kaya baby face. Chupon na lang ang kulang. Oo,
okay.
Diba?
True.
Okay. Next. Number 9 from Melai Supergirl. Kahit ano daw iuwi ko na food, okay lang. Tapos, nung dinalan ko naman ng Siopaw, nagalit kasi ayaw daw niya yun.
Ay, gusto ko tuloy ng Siopaw. I want asado.
I like the Siopaw. Yung ano, malaking bola. Malaking ball. Bola. Bola.
Ay, talaga, I don't, I'm not a fan. I prefer asado.
Ako basta pao. Alam mo yan, yung pwede.
Alam naman namin
pwede yan. Asado, pao. Or bola-bola pao. Or, meron puto pao, di ba? I like puto pao.
Oh, I love puto pao. Puto pao is the best.
Mahilig ka talaga sa ano, no? Mahilig ka talaga sa carbs. Kasi show pao. Tapos mahilig ka rin sa ano? Sa
graham crackers.
Graham crackers. Oo. Ang hilig mo din dun. Ano ba yan, Chico? Hinay-hinay, diba?
You know,
mataas ang sugar
carbs makes you happy, diba? Makes you happy. So, wag kayo. Wag kayong magulo.
Gano'ng ka-happy?
And number... Ha?
Gano'ng ka-happy? Sobrang happy ba?
Ay, ano, yeah, because, di ba, pag nga nag-ano ka, di ba, mga keto, sometimes that's one of the side effects. Parang, you get cranky, you get a little bit upset kasi nawawala yung mga serotonins sa katawan mo.
Pag matagal mo hindi natitikman, no, parang nakakainis.
Sobra. Number 8, coming from Memski, saan ako lulugar? Dead maka daw pag di ka nagpaparamdam. Pag naman nagparamdam ka, nasasin sa'yo, busy sila.
Ay, they don't
hindi
have
the nakakatawa yan eh. Think the whole concept of, if you tell me na hindi ako nagpaparamdam, pero pag naman nagparamdam ako sa'yo, you're busy, you're basically wanting me to fit in your schedule.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Basically, that's it. And it's like, who says? Diba? Maybe... in your schedule, mahirap ako hagilapin. Pero pag ako rin naman, in my schedule, ikaw naman yung mahirap hagilapin. So,
yeah,
let's just not call it anything.
Kaya minsan, mahirap talaga ma-maintain yung friendships na when you go your separate ways. Like, for example, high school, di ba? A lot of people just tend to find different friend groups, newer friend groups, na yun yung lagi nilang nakasama everyday. Tapos, hindi na sila nakapag-bond as much dun sa yung high school barkada nila, or you know, let's say a coworker that used to be super close to you, pag umalis na or nawala, yung parang ang hirap ma-maintain just because it's gonna take extra effort for both of you to make time for each other. But I feel like if you really want to stay in each other's lives, pareho kayong mag-a-adjust. Hindi pwede isa lang.
Mm-mm.
At saka something will change time. Talaga,
yeah.
Diba? The frequency, the stuff that you talk about, obviously. So, parang dapat ready ka dun sa change na yun.
Oo. Tsaka ano nga eh, parang hindi naman pwedeng one side lang lagi yung nag-a-adjust, diba? Mm-hmm. So, if they adjust to something, to the changes in your life, dapat willing ka rin to adjust to the changes in your friend's life.
Agree.
Diba? So, number 7, coming from Queen of Deadma, open daw for comments or suggestions. Tapos, pag nagbigay naman ako ng idea ko, tatawagin kang nagmamagaling. Ang hirap niyan, yung ganyan.
Ano
diba?
Yan?
Like,
yung
akala mo kasi they're really open to suggestions. Sometimes people just say it, but they actually just want you to agree. Marami kasing ganyan.
Ay, pag ganyan, don't mind them. Ingit lang yun, kasi siguro magaling ka talaga.
Oo, tsaka alam mo yung parang, yeah, we're open to comments and suggestions if you're just going to, you know, blow smoke up my butt. Diba? Yung kung kasabi mo lang na, yeah, ang ganda nung idea mo, yun, that's basically what they want. But if you start like, you know, criticizing or trying to offer a better alternative, parang suddenly they become very defensive. Mm-hmm. And it's like, ano to? Pabibo tong isang to. Ganun. Number 6 from the super malas guy. Ano ko lulugar? Sabi niya, I'm boring daw. Pero bakit hindi naman ganun ang sabi ng jowa niya sa akin last night?
Oh, damn!
Girl!
Siyempre, no. Pag may bagong something, it's always exciting. Don't you ever wonder that about yourself? Na parang, am I an interesting person to be with? And that's like, aside from you being in the, let's say, yun nga, meeting stage or getting to know stage.
I know I am interesting. I don't doubt it. I mean, yeah.
I mean, everybody's interesting.
I think I'm interesting, but more than interesting, I think my selling point is more of I'm easy to get along with.
Akala ko you're
like, ano, pag yung
your sexy pag, body and your beautiful face.
Well, that too. Given it to yun eh. Given it to yun eh.
Kasi baka magsawa ka na. Magsawa na sila mo. Yun na lang lagi.
Kasi I'm very, ano, I'm very easy to please. So I don't know if that makes me interesting, but definitely it makes me
desirable.
Get along with. Hindi, alam mo yun, yung parang usually sasakyan ko naman yung trip mo and, you know, I'm very, you know, giving in that way. I don't usually insist what I want. Usually parang like, ikaw, if you wanna do something, tala, let's do it. Yung ganun, yung madali akong karag-karagin, di ba? Like, right. Even with friends, usually naman pag, hindi ako yung parang, ay, ayoko niyan, gusto ko dito na lang tayo. Hindi ako ganun. So,
you're agreeable.
Parang may kilala akong ganun. Parang ano, parang familiar yung mga ganun.
Ah, talaga, Rika? Ah, talaga? Ah, talaga ba? Charmaine?
Ah, talaga, princess?
Oh, sino? Sino? Ako ano, I think ala, ano, ala. Parang for me kasi I always feel like I'm not like other girls. Pick me girl pala.
Pick like, me girl.
I'm not your cookie I'm cutter. Dead. I'm different.
I'm on the floor.
Well, I feel like I am not like most girls. You know, I'm very open to not to be a pick me girl ha. I'm not trying to be a pick me girl. I'm just saying my interests are sometimes not very common to not just girls but to a lot of people. Let's just put it that way. Mm-mm. Ikaw ba, Rika?
I think ano, para kung more on the side of Chico na I'm easy to please, easy to get along with.
Ako din naman, wait lang ha, but parang kayong dalawa lang yung nag-unong easy to get along with kayo. Ako din.
Hindi, easy to get along with ka din naman. O, diba?
O, talaga. Buti alam
diba,
mo.
Friend? diba, grabe, sobrang bait mo nga eh. When you're in a relationship, talagang so giving, ganyan.
Yes. Oo, diba? Yeah.
Oo. Mm-hmm. Hindi, pero ako kasi, alam mo, napansin ko sa akin, I mirror the person that I'm with. And not just, I'm not saying just romantically, but, ano, friendship, as in, kunwari, kung sino yung kaklose ko, minimirror ko yung, you know, what they want, and what are their beliefs, yung mga ganon.
You're like a chameleon. Ano ka? O, ano ka?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sabi ng
may
friend
sabi niya sa akin before, I talked to a person who reads auras, and natatawa lang ako kasi sabi niya, you know what? Your aura is color yellow. And it's like you're a sponge. Tapos naisip ko lang, SpongeBob ka, girl? Yan yung... That's your aura. Parang I'm a sponge daw. And I'm like, yun nga. Parang I suck things from people. I mean, ang tawag mo doon?
I heard nga. I heard.
More like I, you know, I developed, you know, what, kung sino yung kasama ko, and, you know, what they do, what they like. There.
Parang okay. Nakukuha mo yung personality nila, or yung likes nila, dislikes nila. Medyo
yes.
Nakahawa. My friend Anna, who's tuned in, good morning, Anna, says she's the same thing. She's also like a mirror. So.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Ay nako, alam mo tong comment section na to dapat i-off eh. Paano ba i-delete tong buong comment section?
What happened? What did I get into?
Ay kasi si Rick daw tends to parang suck from the people she's with.
She's
because my aura is a sponge. Yon.
So,
paano kung napapatungo na lang?
Paano kung sobrang laki ng aura?
Okay.
Ano mas
nating pa lang.
Pero kaya ni Rika yan, 'di ba ano?
Yung I don't back naman, down from a challenge.
Kahit anong laki ng kaldero, iisa pa rin naman yung size ng sponge na gagamitin mo to clean it, 'di ba?
Oo, so, 'di ba?
Actually, that's true.
That is true. That is true.
And number 5 coming from Archie Aguilar. saan ako lulugar? Yung gusto ko kumustahin friends ko, pero alam ko naman na busy sila sa mga buhay nila. And I don't want to come off as needy and annoying. Well, it's okay naman to send feelers, di ba? I mean like, tapos you take your cue from them. I don't think your friends will think you're clingy or needy if paminsan-minsan ka lang naman magparamdam, di ba?
Pero alam mo, there are some people who revel in being needy and being clingy. Di ba? Inoon na lang nila.
Hey, you know what? I'm like that sometimes.
Mm.
But not with everyone. Just with, like, people that... Like Kai!
Mm.
Kai! My little brother.
Ay, kami nga, di ba, na-witness namin kung gaano kaka-clingy talaga.
Yes, na-witness niyo yun. Mm. I'm very, very, especially at night, I'm very clingy.
Oo.
Yan yung mga, yan yung mga.
I think may mga video ata ako sa phone ko or something here, like photos.
Angelo Sunshine, saan ako lulugar? Sa full payment but I will receive it around the third month or pay out agad sa first month pero 95% lang.
Paano?
You know they say alam mo yun sa ano sa lotto, they say if you win parang if you want to get it ng buo
you
will
can
give you like 70%
okay
of the prize.
Yeah.
Pero if you want to get 100% of the prize, it's going to be given to you in installment, like a certain amount every month for ganito.
Ah, so that's how it is. I didn't know that.
That's how it is. Pero yun, if you want it like buo, pwede rin. Pero meron siyang parang percentage or something.
What
or
would you choose?
That they will. Yung buo.
Buo.
Ako din. Mm-hmm. Ako rin.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of like they're saving for me. And I'm sure it's not gonna be a small amount as well.
Ay, hindi pala ako buo. Exactly. Sorry, baliktad ako. I'm the one na give it to me now.
Yeah, no. I probably want that like, let's wait. Give it to me in installments. Yeah.
I want it, ano. I want it bawas, yeah. Pero like, the big amount.
Yon, ganun ako kay Hazel.
Ayun,
like,
no.
Just give whatever
just give
you can
it to
now.
Me. Oo.
Bawasan nyo na lang.
It's fine.
Talaga?
Kasi I can do more with that, ano eh. I can do more with that chunk of money as opposed to getting it little by little. Parang matagal ko din na.
Pero kasi it...
Maano.
Oo.
Diba?
Ako kasi it depends on the amount that they give me, let's say, every month. If it's still a significant amount, then I prefer that. Kasi parang, kumbaga parang siyang ano, yung release niya is yun nga parang time, so it's kind of like they're saving for me.
Let's say you want
they're keeping my money.
Let's say you won 100 million.
Oh.
What do you think would be the like the best terms for you? Na monthly ibibigay nila sa iyo.
100 million?
Mm-mm.
Kunwari 200k a month, ganon.
Ang tagal bago mo makuha yung 100 million.
Teka lang,
diba?
I have to do the math.
Kasi for me, for example, nanalo ko ng 100 million. I wanna get the big chunk now. Let's say 90.
70.
Oh, fine, 70 million. Give it to me now because at least I can make big purchases already with that money. Kesa yung paunti-unti
kasi ako,
yung ibigay sa akin.
Yun yung fear ko that I will make a big purchase with that amount of money. So at the very least, meron akong, alam mo yun, parang they're kind of like keeping my money from me.
Mm.
I'm keeping my money for me.
Yeah,
kasi hindi ko siya magagastos
true
ng wala lang.
Pero
ganun.
Pwede mo naman
so
ano, kunin mo ng buo, tapos, kunyari, gusto mo bumili ng bahay, bumili ka na ng bahay, tapos the rest, ilagay mo sa time deposit or something like that para hindi mo magalang.
That's true. So that, for example, if you get the amount of the big lump sum and then you put it into a time deposit, at least it grows as opposed to, you know, it the lotto people keeping it for you and at least it's the same amount. for example,
sa akin ano, basta significant pa din yung amount every month na ibibigay. Kumbaga sobrang malaki pa din siya from my usual ano, money before. Mm-hmm. Then I prefer that.
Mm-hmm. Sabi daw din Japat, mas okay rin ang installment over a long time para makaiwas tayo sa tax for prices.
Eh kung ma-deads ka na bago mo pa makuha in full yung pera.
Oo nga, no.
Di wala na. Yeah. Okay. Eh, ano nangyari? Sayang naman. Sino makikinabang nun, di ba?
And number three from Genshin Impacto, saan ako lulugar? Pag mataas ang price ko, hindi kayo bibili kasi mahal. Pag nagtak-presyo naman, sasabihin nyo, siguro there's something wrong kaya mo.
This is so true.
Hindi ganyan ako.
Ako din.
Sometimes pag masyadong mura, yes. I get so suspicious. I'm like, something's fishy. Bakit masyado siyang mura?
Yes. Me too, Chico. Me too. That's why when I look at mga stuff online, pag nag-shopping ako, parang I tend to stay away from the ones that are yung the cheapest. Unless na naka-specify na ano siya, na talagang, kunyari yung mall version siya, meaning it's the legit item. And that's fine.
Ako kasi ang ano ko, ang style ko, kunyari 100 pesos yung actual price. Hindi ko bibilin yung 50 pesos kasi isipin ko fake or there's something wrong, papa-expire na. I will buy yung tipong 80, 90. Yung cheaper siya than the usual.
Pero malapit.
But not by much.
Oo. Parang believable.
Oo. Kasi parang believable yung discount. Kasi I feel it so fishy pag masyado siyang mura. Number two from Coco Hernandez. Ano ko lulugar? Yung aray ka ng aray. Pero pag tinigil ko naman, sasabihin mo, don't stop. Don't stop. Ang hirap naman bigyan ng foot massage.
Parang never ko naman sinabi yung don't stop while getting a foot massage. I don't think I've ever. Don't stop!
Hindi kasi baka akala niya nasasaktan ka eh. Baka kasi nasasaktan ka.
Parang never talaga. Never ko talaga sinabi sa ano yan.
Sa masahista. Galing niyo. Taas ng threshold.
Hindi. Dapat nga yung don't stop, diba? Threshold. Ibig sabihin, pag sinasabi mo yun, mataas ang ano mo, threshold mo. Kasi ayaw mo siyang patigilin.
Ngayon nga.
Oo. Well, ako nga never. Hindi ko sinasabi yan sa ano, sa masahista. Kasi,
oh, and hello to ano? Hello to Joel. Sabi ni Joel, pareho daw kami ng ano, ng Emma Frost statue in the back down.
Oh!
Si Emma Frost?
May singit ako there. Nakikita. There. Siya ba yung nakikita mo singit?
Yon.
Ayon. Ayon. Yon. Nakita ko na. Nasa dulo.
And the top, saan ako lulugar, comes from Maxim De Winter.
Maxim De Winter says,
hinahanapan ako ng apo, pero 6 p.m. pa lang, tinatanong na agad kung nasa ako at bakit di pa ako nakaka-uwi. Anong gusto nyo? Action ako, tanghali.
Hey, wala namang pinipiling oras yan, diba? Some people actually prefer it early. During the
pero
day.
Pero naman, like, you know, usually like, nightlife or I don't know. Give naman some space for that kind of...
I have a question, Chico. Have you ever fooled around with baby whale in the middle of the day? At home?
I'm sure. Probably. Yeah.
Talaga?
I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah.
Pero do you have a preference? Like, do you prefer to do stuff at night? In the morning?
And obviously, usually at night. Not so much. Diba? Parang, I mean, it's the usual naman kasi. So, I don't know.
Kaya pala, no, no?
Better.
Kaya pala, bagsa ka ng maaga at night, hindi ka na makontakt magnampas ng mga ito ko.
Naglalaro kasi kami ng aso. Grabe to. Siyempre, ano?
Yung pala ang diba? Secret so, sa ano, sa maagang pagpasok the next day. Kasi pagod ka agad, tulog ka agad, eh, diba? So,
Knockout ka agad.
Oo.
But there you go, the top 10 sa ano lulugar. We have one more batch.
TMR Top 10, The Morning Rush Top 10.
Monster RX 93.1. We are live on Facebook.com/RX931, Twitch TV, and YouTube Live with the final batch of today's top 10. And Ginisang Chico on the side. Hello,
okay, this is amazing. So we've got our top 10 for today.
Good morning, pala muna. Sorry, I have a greeting before we do that. Good morning to Alvin Espino, tuned in all the way from Albany, New York. Please greet my wife, Marlene. A happy 40th birthday. Happy birthday, Marlene.
Happy birthday.
And your husband. Marlene. Good morning to Vanjo as well. If you're watching,
yes, good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Hello,
thank you.
Hello. Thank you for joining us. And we've got our top 10 for today.
What is happening?
Ay, ako, grabe.
Grabe siya, bakit yung balikat ni Chico.
I can't breathe. I need oxygen. I can't breathe.
Alright, so ito na. Sige, let's do the top 10. Let's thank, of course, our topic sender, Carlos Laron and Makiel. Thank you very much for, you know, sending our topic for today. Saan ako lulugar? Maybe under a rock would be a good place right
now. And thank you to whoever sent our Facebook Live link.
And there you go. Let's start off with the end. Number 10, coming from Gambit Gab. Sabi ng mama ko nung pinapagalitan niya ako, sige, subukan mo. Pero nung sinubukan ko, mas nagalit naman.
Yung parang dinermo mo ako tapos nung ginawa ako.
Threat na nga yun eh, di ba? When your parent says, subukan mo, it means... Don't you
wag mong subukan.
Your parents or your wife, 'di ba? That's the usual, yung parang
or
ah,
your wife.
Ano labas mo na kami nung barkada ko, may bachelor party, tapos 'di ba? Yung wife will always say, "Sige, subukan mo."
Subukan.
Exactly. 'Di ba? And number 9 from Diabolik, nung college ako, sermon inaabot ko kasi late nga ako umuwi, nakainom pa. So, nung maaga naman ako at on time lagi imuwi, ang sabi sa akin, alam mo, pumapasok ka pa ba? Or kung saan-saan ka nalang pumupunta? Even when she's trying, when she's actually doing it right, and they're suspicious. It's like, why are you always early? Why are you always on time? What's going on here? Something fishy is going on. And number 8 from Unburner, when I got sick, I was being, quote, punished daw. But when she gets sick, her faith is being purified daw. Alam mo, I just don't want to name names, but I actually know people who believe that.
What?
Like when you get sick, you're like when you get sick, you're being punished. That is punishment.
Huh?
Of love.
Oh,
yeah, it's so weird.
No way!
Kaya nga sabi ko, hopefully, hindi ka magkasakit para hindi bumalik sa'yo yung... You know, like, okay, now that it's your turn, does it mean you did something bad?
Yeah.
It's such a twisted kind of logic. But yeah, I heard this a couple of times from different people.
But it is a part of life, you know? Everybody will get sick at some point.
Yeah.
Obviously, diba? Grabe lang. And number 7, coming from Melai Supergirl, sabi niya, hindi siya sasama. Tapos, nung umalis ako, nagalit naman. Ba't daw hindi niya ako sinama? Kasi that's the problem when you're not saying what you mean. Usually, the ones who say, hindi na ako sasama, dito na lang ako sa bahay. What they actually want to say is, don't go.
Uh-oh.
Stay here with me.
Don't leave me.
Ikaw naman, parang, ayaw mo palang sumama. O, di sige, I'll see you when I get back. That's not how it works.
Yeah,
you're supposed to like read between the lines.
Yeah, totoo.
When they say,
the couples,
ayokong sumama, it means, wag mo kong iwan, dito ka lang.
Yeah, stay. Don't go.
Pero that, you know, that only works when you're in sync with your partner. Kasi otherwise, it goes over your head. You know?
Yeah.
Diba sabi nila, you should actually listen to what's not being said. More important yon than what's actually being said.
Oh, yeah.
I have a huge problem wherein I always listen. I mean, when it's a significant other, when I always listen to what's not being said to the point of sometimes it's not being said and it's not even meant to be said.
Like, okay.
And it comes off as super clingy. You get me? Because it's like, where did you get that? Are you delusional? To a certain extent. Maybe okay, it's just because I'm delusional. But yeah. But with my significant other, that's how it is with me. Like, for some reason, when I really get invested, yeah, I tend to read between a lot more lines that is needed to be read.
Okay.
So parang opposite ka. Yung iba, completely clueless to what's not being said. Ikaw, it's not even being said, pero binibigyan mo na ng meaning.
Right? Yeah.
Ikaw kasi, okay, yung, okay. Ikaw kasi, blah, 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 kahit wala namang, ano? Nakaupo lang ako dito. Yung gano'n.
You know what, Marky? Okay. I get that. Like, I remember being with someone who's exactly like that. Yung parang, kunwari sabihin ko na, oh, it's okay, hindi ka pumunta. Biglang, they'll make up something in their heads na, hindi galit ka eh. Hindi masama loob mo eh.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Wait a minute,
yeah,
I just said I'm okay with it.
Yeah, something like that.
And number 6 coming from Celestine. Sabi niya, I'm only one call away. Pero nung tinawagan ko, ang sabi niya, the number you've dialed cannot be reached. Please try again later.
Ay.
Have you ever been given like a bogus number? Parang kawawa naman pag nabigyan ka ng bogus number.
No, but I have given a bogus number.
Yeah, same.
Tapos yung bogus number na binibigay ko usually, is my old number. Because I've only ever had 2 numbers in my life. Or maybe 3. Pero dalawa yung long term. My number now and my old number na memorize ko pa rin until today. Pero matagal nang, obviously, that's not my number anymore. But pag biglang I'm put on the spot and I need to give like my number, yun yung go-to ko. Kayo ba?
Yeah.
But it probably is owned by somebody else na, no? Diba? That's how it is, eh. Ako, like, my current number, one of my 2 current numbers, I'm pretty sure, you know, came from a previous subscriber. Kasi I'm still getting messages. Mm. Yung mga naniningil ng utang. And I'm like, I don't know who you're messaging. This is not her. Kasi ano eh, babae yung tinetext nila na parang, pina-follow up lang po namin yung blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I think she let go of this number already. And it's now owned by me.
Baka so, ano? Don't baka, bug me. Baka nakuha mo yung lumang number ni Rica.
Oo,
Miguel. Oh. 'Di ba? Naka-mute ka, by the way.
Mm. Oo nga. Just in case o maano ka, sumasagot ka.
Hello. Ayaw nga.
Yon.
Sorry.
Grabe kayo. Nakita niyo lang yung nasa mirror ko. May mga utang. I put it in my mirror. I write it in like whiteboard marker. Para hindi, pero I never borrow money na sobrang laki.
Right. Oh, and you can't afford to pay.
And especially if it's like, I never borrow money na I'll spend for something else. You know what I mean? Like, kunwari, nangutang ako pag kunwari, I didn't bring my wallet, I forgot my card, mga ganon.
Yeah. Same.
Ang sa akin kasi, the person who used to own my number, hindi siya utang na pera. It's more like payments. Like, alam mo yung, like, installment. Parang ganun.
Parang mga credit tapos card, iba, parang,
not just, pati like insurance. Oh. Yung parang hindi na siya nagbabayad nung insurance niya and mga ganun. And ako feeling po, the reason she let go of the phone is because, yun nga, siguro hindi na siya nakakabayad.
Or baka namayapa na. I mean.
Gumawa talaga ng kwento.
Maybe she died.
Hindi kasi like, it's weird eh.
True.
Diba? And number five, coming from Queen of Denma, sana ko lulugar. I-enjoy ko daw yung sahod ko since I'm single. Pero pag nag-travel at nag-shopping naman ako, sinasabihan ako na mag-tave naman daw ako para sa future.
Yeah.
So like, you don't know, like, sa baka pupulutin, ano ba? Mag-save ba ako or enjoyin ko?
Enjoy.
Number four from Endo Sunshine, saan ako lulugar? You're fond of this friend who's really fun to be with, but at the same time, mabigat siyang emotional baggage to the point na feeling mo parang you're parang kang basurahan. Like, they dump their emotional baggage on you. Do you attach or do you detach?
But if you're a true friend, you kind of want to be there for that person also. Because maybe they really need you to,
yeah,
to be there for them. So, if it's not too much naman for you, then, yeah.
Oh, nga, no? Siguro. Hindi, pero alam mo yun, minsan kasi isipin mo rin, siguro you set aside a certain amount of time for that friend, but not too much kasi you also have to take care of yourself din. Minsan kasi ang bigat nung ganun, sa'yo napupunta yung negativity, di ba? Yung, ang hirap din yan dalhin. So, siguro every now and then you can do that for your friend.
Yes.
Number three for Memski, saan ako lulugar? Ang gaslaw ko daw, pero pag naman naging mahinhin ako, sasabihin pa bebe man daw ako masyado. Or alam mo kasi ano yung minsan you're like, it's very out of character. Alam mo naman na very, very cowboy yung friend mo, tapos bigla na lang, kasi I'm not really like, nagagaganon nun. Then you kind of know
tone.
That it's not.
Nag-change
tone kasi.
Mm-hmm.
And, number two from Nero, saan ako lugar? Si girl mahilig mag-post ng gender equality. Pero pag di mo naman pinaupo sa bus, magpo-post ng chivalry is dead.
That's a thing, yeah. We've seen that happen.
That's a thing.
That's happened a lot, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yung parang ano, yung gender equality mo is selective.
Uh-oh.
Kasi, you know, yeah, gender equality also goes both ways. Ha? Like, for example, if you're a kind of guy who would give up your chair in a public transport to a girl parang hirap na nakatayo, should be able to do that for a fellow guy. Mm. Diba? Like, kaya makita ka ng lalaki na maraming bit-bit na medyo tumutumba-tumba siya. Dapat pwede mo rin siyang paupuin because it's not about the gender if you really believe in gender equality. It's about somebody, a person who's having a hard time.
It's about being a human being, diba? Being a good human being.
True.
Exactly. Diba? And also, the top, saan ako lulugar, comes from Risa Raquel.
Risa Raquel says,
magre-recommend ka sa akin, pero pag fan na ako, manggi-gatekeep ka naman kasi gusto ko sa'yo lang. So, ano pa talaga? Alam mo yung, there are people who want their friends to be fans of their idols but not more than them.
Not more than alam them. Yun, because parang, they started it. They're the ones who got you.
I have to be, ano, yeah, parang I have to be the biggest fan. You can be fans too. I want you to become fans too. But you can't be bigger fans than I am.
Yeah,
at
I've
least not
happen.
In front of yun me, ang, ano, not in my presence.
Oh, di ba? Yung kunyari, si Hazel gusto niya maging fan ka ni Lisa Vanderpump. Tapos biglang, sa sobrang pagka-fan mo, ikaw na yung tinitweet, ikaw na yung nire-retweet, eh, away yan.
Sampal ang aabutin mo sa akin.
Sampal talaga. Oh, so what about us?
What about us? San ka lulugar? Oh, ikaw ba, Chico? Alam mo na kung saan ka lulugar.
Under a rock.
Sa ilalim ng bato. Sa ilalim ng bato.
Sa ilalim ko? Sa ilalim ko?
Oh, na, ito, may sagot ako. Alam mo, you know, alam, Rika, will you just shush? Oh my gosh!
Alam mo yung, ano na nga eh, seryoso na nga tayo. Naka-recover na nga daw tayo. Kalmado na daw eh.
Hindi. Ako, entry ko. Entry ko. Saan ako lulugar? Yung gusto ko meron akong show, di ba? So, you share experiences with your co-host. You tell them stuff for their own ears only. Tapos, wala eh. Talagang, wala. Wala. So, ano? Ano? Hindi na ako nasalita. Hindi na ako magkikwento. Hindi na ako magsishare. Ganun na lang, di ba? Wala na lang. Wala na, huwag na. Hindi ko na lang kasi ako lulugar eh. Never mind.
Dapat magkano na tayo ng binding pack. Okay.
Saan ko kwento?
On air. Walang lalabas on air.
Yung problem ko kasi, wala akong masyadong off-air. Kasi diba, normally, ganito lang tayo. So, dito lang tayo nag-uusap. Minsan, hindi ko alam na may tao pala na nakikinig. So, ganun na nangyayari.
Minsan, hindi naman
buti
tayo
off-air. Buti wala si Marky
eh.
Kahapon.
Totoo yun.
Buti talaga wala si Marky kahapon. Namumuro na si Hazel eh.
Oh, ano? Bakit ako? Ako, ano lang ako?
Ah, bakit
ikaw? Oh, ako, nagtatrabaho ko dito. Nag-invite ako ng possible guests. Diba?
Ah, totoo. Yeah. Ako meron na ako. May entry na ako. I remember, when I was a kid, I asked my mom for money for Backstreet Boys tickets. Nung pumunta sila dito. Tapos, sabi niya, hey, mahal-mahal. Huwag na. Hindi, ano yan. Ganyan, bababa. Tapos, nung one time, when the concert was done, di ba nandun pa rin yung billboard? Kasi baka hindi pa tinitake down. Tapos sabi niya, oh, di ba fan ka ng Backstreet Boys? Bakit di ka nanood? Why didn't you ask me? Tapos ako parang, ma, tinanong kita eh. Alam mo yung parang, hindi ko rin tayo alam. Ano na ba?
Di mo ako binigyan ng pampili. Oo, exactly.
Hindi, alam mo kasi, feeling ko rin kasi talaga. Alam mo yan, dami-dami yung iniisip. Hmm. Para, eh, mamaya na yan. Huwag na.
Saan ako bilog ka?
Huwag ka na mag-alala, kahit huwag ka na mag-entry. Sabi ni Chico, may kalalagyang ka. May kalalagyan ka daw.
Actually, totoo yan. Nakahanda na Marky, lalagyan mo. Pumanda ka.
Mm-hmm. That coffin and that hearse, it's coming for me.
Ay, nako.
Ako ano, sige, pag pagdating sa boobage, you know, it one of the things about having, you know, being well endowed, parang ang hirap niya kasi parang kapag ka naman, kapag nagsuot ka ng bra, you know, it tends to be uncomfortable because parang feeling mo nasasakal. Pag hindi ka naman nagbra, parang it looks so bastusin because it's so obvious. Diba? As opposed to people with small boobs who can get away with not wearing a bra. It's very easy na. Hindi mahalata. Pero pag malaki yung boobs mo, parang pag wala kang bra yun, parang feeling mo parang medyo very kapansin-pansin siya. So parang hindi mo na alam kung saan ka lulugar. Do you wear a bra na medyo lalong na e-emphasize? Kasi, you know, it pushes up your baby.
It pushes it up.
Oo. So, mas lalong parang in your face, nakikita yung there's too much cleavage or whatever. Or hindi ka magbabra. Pag hindi ka naman nagbra, kitang-kita pa din. So, parang medyo one of the struggles lang.
I don't know. I don't really have a response for this. No. I guess yesterday I got home and I was like, hey parents, how are you? And then my dad goes, not now. My phone got stolen. Don't talk to me about anything, blah, 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 blah. So his phone got stolen. And then in dinner, that's when he asked me, like, why didn't you help me? Blah, blah. So I'm like, wait a second, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to help you? Or am I supposed to go away? Or am I supposed to... I'll just keep quiet.
Alam mo, Marky, that's a good rule, ha? That's actually a good rule, ha?
Keep quiet.
You should follow that rule more often, ha? You should follow the rule, ha? Gandang rule yan. Isa buhay mo yan.
Keep quiet. It's hard.
Isa buhay mo yan, Marky. Maganda yan.
What an eventful Friday. That's all I'm gonna say. You know.
Yeah.
Very unexpected things just happen. Alam mo yun, biglang nabukutan yung internet.
You never know what will happen, when it'll happen.
Oo, yeah. Minsan ganun talaga. So expect the unexpected. I think unpredictability is our strength. So let's go there.
It is. It is.
Yep.
Mm-mm.
Also, for all the, I know, sorry, for all the Pokemon fans out there, Pokemon Arceus comes out today.
Yes.
Yes. Uh-huh. So it's new Pokemon.
Dami na namang masasaya dyan. So,
yes.
We'll see. So,
kahit na walang Pokemon, yeah, mukhang masaya weekend, ka eh.
Mm-mm. I need this weekend to chill out a little bit and relax, and we will see you on Monday.
Sabi ni Tony, keep up the good work, Marky.
Hindi ko kaya talaga. Medyo ano ko, ano, showcase. So, good night, everybody.
Bye, everyone.
The Morning Rush Top 10. The best-selling books. Hilarious topics. Intelligent, creative, and funny responses. TMR Top 10. Join in live on The Morning Rush, 6 to 10 a.m. Heard on air and online at rx931.com. And on the Monster RX93.1 radio app. twitch.tv/monsterrx931. And at RX931 on FB and YouTube. Only from Manila's hottest, Monster RX93.1.